So good evening everyone, this is The Candid Show brought to you by your host Krishna, and we have got Shiram here as our co-host today. And the topic we are going to discuss today is about technological singularity, which basically means that at a point where technological advancement becomes uncontrollable and irreversible. So like that point of time, that phenomenon is known as technological singularity. And to move into this topic is that we have to first understand that to attain the technological singularity may be harmful or useful. To attain it, first we have to consider the point that we have to reach super intelligence first of all. So like super intelligence is nothing but the machines programming their own intelligence, so without help of the humans. So like they kind of have the feelings, so like not like humans, but how to interact in the situation and how to behave most probably like humans. So like how we do and react to each and every situation in our life. So like the machines also get such type of intelligence, so that is known as super intelligence. So like that much, that must be first of all achievable. So like after then only we have to consider the point of technological singularity. So to speak about this topic is that technological singularity, we can see that if and suppose the machines kind of process the super intelligence, the humans are the ones who kind of program those machines to kind of interact or like do the things in specific field or like interact. So we are the ones who kind of feed the data or information to it. So I don't think so whether the humans kind of program the machines in a harmful way or the negative way to kind of actually attain the technological singularity. As we can see in many movies, we can see that many scientists kind of villains kind of, these scientists program the robots in a negative manner where they kind of destroy the humans and the humanity. And so like that can be actually practically done in real life, I think. And Shiram, what do you think about this topic?
Yeah, as you told Krishna, I think most of this part or more of this concept or this idea, actually this is not kind of like backed up by any kind of scientific proof or evidence. This is just us kind of like hypothesizing that there would be some point in the future where technological growth would be so fast and so uncontrollable that we'd probably have no control over it, and probably technology would be completely running rampant on all over the place and we would have no say or anything over it. So that is what you kind of have a basic idea of what singularity means. So the ideal driver or the main kind of a component which would kind of initiate the singularity in motion, I think, is probably AI, because I think AI is the only field or the only advanced piece of technology we have right now which is capable of learning on itself, or which kind of has the potential of kind of becoming a very close human-like idea. And they also have super intelligence, as you told. They can obviously kind of manifest and kind of evolve, kind of have some kind of an evolution into being humans, and that is entirely possible, I think. But right now, as of right now, I think we don't need to exactly worry about that fact right now, because if we think about it, AIs are not extremely smart right now, because even now many of the well-performing algorithms, advanced algorithms, also require a lot of examples. They need to have thousands and millions of examples to kind of understand some kind of basic concept. So attaining this point of singularity, I think, should not be possible, at least in probably 2 or 3 decades, at least in my opinion. I think it is definitely going to be a long journey. But if you think about it this way, where AI becomes sentient or kind of becomes violent towards humans, or maybe there is a point where kind of AI becomes against humans, or they develop consciousness of their own, I think that could be an entirely different story, because I think we cannot predict as to when any kind of a computer or a system could gain human-like consciousness, because obviously we ourselves don't know the answers to this, because obviously we ourselves don't have very clear understanding of how the brain works or how our neural network works. So if any kind of a machine is able to replicate any kind of an action like this, we still would not have any kind of idea as to how that was done. So when you think about it, if the AI, for example, has developed some kind of a human-like thought process, or maybe it has developed a self-consciousness of its own, I think we should not kind of underestimate it, stating that they would also share the same beliefs as us, or they would also have the same ideas as us. I think that would be completely naive, because when you think about it, I should presume any kind of a sentient being or any kind of a dangerous creature generally has its own belief system, its own kind of values. So I think it was comparing this would be kind of equivalent to aliens landing on a spaceship on Earth. I think that is what I could kind of relate, kind of like can understand with this, is that if an alien kind of lands on a spaceship with the Earth, we would assume that they are harmful creatures, we would assume that they are sentient in nature. So the same thing would apply to AI also. So if AI becomes violent in nature, we should have a lot of things in hand to kind of control it or stop it, because again, we have no control over when this will happen. So we have to be very cautious in developing technology, but not going too fast, but having optimal development. So Krishna, if you think about it, there is, especially AI seems to be the main driver of moving towards singularity right now. But do you think we'll reach singularity, or do you think singularity is a term which was kind of coined by some of these hypothesizers? Do you think it really exists?
So speaking about singularity, we have to first understand that we humans have this feeling, or like we have the control over our senses. So like we kind of have this control over our reaction to any kind of situation in our life, and everything is under our control, and our brain controls it. So that happens naturally. So like that doesn't happen in the case of machines possessing or whatever the so-called super intelligence. So like we are the ones who kind of program them. So basically we are the ones who kind of actually create them in the first place. And we have to think that even if suppose all these machines kind of possess the super intelligence and express it in a very harmful way to the humanity and all the human race, we can see that even if they are harmful, there is a way for the humans to end it. So like we are the ones who created it, and possibly we are the ones who kind of could have to end it. So like we have the control over the machines. So like speaking about as you told, in 4-5 decades, and I don't think in 4-5 decades we will see machines possessing super intelligence, as it is something very complex, and as you told, many millions of possibilities and datas must be collected and possessed by the machines. And I don't think that it will completely change into the sense of a human. So like how we react to each and every situation we face. So I don't think that super intelligence is actually possible. So like if you speak in, so like in a decade or like in a century also, so like in next 100 to 200 years, if it is even possible, I don't think it is harmful. So like we have to consider the fact that technological advancement is always useful for us, and it has been always useful for us. So like considering the last 4 to 5 decades, we can see that in 1960s or 50s we didn't have all these technological advancements, we didn't have all these devices like television, or like we don't have all these smartphones and advanced AI machines. So like nothing was present there. But considering the small gap of 4 to 5 decades, we have improved so much. We have got AI developing in a very rapid pace, and we can see that we are technologically advanced at this point comparing to the last 5 to 6 decades. But if you consider in the next, so like it has been very useful. So like for us, the technology has been very useful in many ways. We can use the devices to get information, news, and we can express our opinions, and we can learn many things from the devices and the technology. Keeping aside its negative points, we can see that it has been proving that it has been useful for us for the last 4 to 5 decades of technological advancement. And even if you see in next century also, I don't think that technology will be a threat to human race, and it will be more useful for us, and we may get more useful benefits from all these technological devices. So technological singularity is something debatable, and I don't think it is even possible right now. From my thought, it is not possible, I think. And what do you think, Shiram? Even if the machines possess all these kind of super intelligence, do you think that there will be a way for the humans to stop it, or do you think that completely the machines will overtake the human race? What do you think?
Yeah, definitely, Krishna. I think as you told, there isn't any kind of a clear timeline or any kind of a clear evidence which you have in hand right now to kind of establish when the singularity would kind of occur. Because when you kind of think about it, because as you told, I think the fact that we consider any kind of a technological advancement to be exponential always, I think, is a very big misunderstanding right now. Because I think most of the experts who are saying right now, most of the experts kind of an idea that the singularity would occur at the point of 2045 or 2050. That's the predictions which experts experts have right now. But I think I'd like to say it otherwise. I'd like to think that at least in the probably in the next century itself, we'll probably not get any kind of singularity, because I don't think the technological growth which we have right now is going to be exponential, even though it is exponential right now. I don't think the growth is going to be steady throughout the next one or two decades, I think, because when you think about it, even in terms of the hardware, we've not kind of reached our maximum potential level, because obviously we still have not even gone into the quantum computing section. We still are very, very far behind in terms of the hardware specs of most of these computers or AIs in general. And on the software side of things, as I told you, most of these AIs, most of the well-performing AIs also take a lot of time to kind of engineer, take a lot of time to develop, requiring a lot of manpower. And even the most of the AIs have not even cleared the Turing test. And for people who don't know what the Turing test means, it is basically some kind of a screening test for the AIs to kind of match the human's intelligence. So for example, if any kind of AI crosses or kind of clears the Turing test, it is generally considered of having an intelligence equal to humans, and no AI right now has actually cleared the Turing test. So I think all of this, taking all of these factors into consideration and kind of analyzing over this, I think it is very clear that we would not get the singularity at least in 2 to 3 decades, as I told you. I think it would take a lot more than that. I think it would take a lot more of effort, a lot more of understanding of the world as a whole. Because again, we don't know how the universe works. We don't know a lot of things in this world right now. So I think not putting any kind of specific date on when the singularity would occur, I think, does not make sense right now, or at least that is what I think in my opinion. So do you have anything else to share on this, Krishna?
So, and considering the technological singularity, public figures like Stephen Hawking and Elon Musk have expressed about the artificial intelligence that could result in human extinction in the near future due to its technological advancement. So like, this even is not possible, as we spoke earlier, that the super intelligence is something that can't be achieved in the next century or so, and only after the achievement or like the attaining the super intelligence in all these devices, then only we have to think about technological singularity, and we must have these rules and all these kind of regulations and all these machines programming, and we don't see it as a threat. So like, it may be useful in many ways, as we can see that as we told it may be proving very useful for the humans. And as we spoke that, speaking about the useful effects of the technologies, we can see that we can improve in space research, and we can explore many planets, and we can send manned missions to various kind of planets in solar system and on other kind of solar systems. So it may be useful, and I don't think it will be harmful. And Shiram, what do you think about this technological advancement of all these devices? Do you think we would have a control over all these machines, and or do you think it will be very harmful for the humans in the near future?
Yeah, I think, as I told Krishna, there is this lot of potential, or there's a lot of chance in the future for AI to become sentient, for AI to become violent, for AI to completely go against humans also, because as I told you already, they must have their own set of thought process. Obviously, they'll have their own belief system, they'll have their own values. So it would be completely fair to understand that AI would be definitely turn against us. So one thing which you can kind of do, or we can kind of maybe understand, is to kind of at least decelerate on the growth of, or kind of decelerate on the time which we spend on research in AI, especially because I think we are going at a tremendously rapid pace right now. And I think at a point we might not understand this development at one point, because since it is going so fast, we humans would not even be able to comprehend as to how much we are advancing in this field. So I think we should take a step back on an advancement in the AI category, especially we do, I think, spend more time on understanding AI as a whole, on maybe going much more deep into AI rather than spending more and more on AI research. But that is just my opinion, I think. And also, I'd like to conclude saying that the concept of singularity, I think, is just a matter of belief, and it is not science also, because again, there is no kind of a scientific evidence, or there is no kind of a technological fact which kind of backs this concept. So I personally believe this is only kind of a belief rather than science. So yeah, that will be the end of today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening to it. So if you have any kind of suggestions, criticisms or comments, please drop it in the YouTube comment section down below. And make sure you listen to us on Spotify also, and follow us on Spotify. And also, you make sure to kind of share this podcast with your friends also. Ask them to listen to it. So yeah, that will be the end of today's episode, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.